In our study so far, we have seen the concern of the author of the book of Hebrews, that the Jewish Christians should remain steadfast and firm in their faith. They're not to make the same mistake of departing from the living God as did many of their ancestors. His modus operandi, his method of operation, has been twofold. To show the superiority of Jesus, in other words, he's superior to the prophets, to angels, and to Moses, then to exhort them to faithfulness in light of these comparisons. In two exhortations so far, we have seen that they are to remain faithful, and we are to remain faithful. So to remain faithful, we must give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, Hebrews 2, verses 1 through 4. And we are to exhort one another daily, Hebrews 3, verses 12 through 14. To put it another way, to remain faithful, we have to be diligent. We have to be diligent in our study of the Word of God and in exhorting one another daily. Other things are also necessary. And in our text today, we read of another, and that's found in Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16. The main thought of this passage is that we should come boldly to the throne of grace. But what does that mean? And why should we be diligent to do this? Well, these are questions that we're going to look at in this lesson by considering, first of all, what it means to come boldly to the throne of grace. What is the throne of grace? This is simply another way of saying the throne of God. Other passages emphasize that God's throne is one of righteousness, justice, mercy, and truth, like in Psalm 89 and verse 14. Also, God is known for and is the source of these very things. Hebrews 4 and verse 16 emphasizes that God's throne is one of mercy, the throne of grace. In other words, it's where kindness, mercy, and benevolence can be found. The expression, "let us come," the American Standard says, "draw near." This is a priestly expression that's used in the Old Testament of priests in their approach to God. For example, in Leviticus 21, verses 17 through 21. And what it denotes here is approaching God for worship and prayer. Its use here suggests that the priestly privilege of access to God is now extended to all Christians. Just as we saw in the book of Leviticus, only certain individuals had this privilege. But now, all that are in Christ can draw near to God in worship and prayer. And this we do boldly, as the text tells us. This word means to do so with confidence, meaning the Greek has reference there to the full story. In ancient Greece, it was used to describe the right of a citizen to speak his mind on any subject in the town assembly, according to Lightfoot's commentary. And only full citizens had this right. Slaves did not. So it's used here in Hebrews in a way that stands for our freedom to approach God without hesitation or inhibition, and is made possible by the blood of Jesus, according to Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 22. And as such, this passage speaks of the wonderful privilege that Christians have through prayer to approach our gracious God with full confidence that He will hear our prayers. It is important, though, that we use this privilege. And in our text, we find several reasons for using this privilege. So why should we come boldly to the throne of grace? Because we have yet to enter the rest that remains, as we've already alluded to. We saw that earlier in this chapter. There is still a promised rest for the people of God, and we need to fear lest we come short of it, Hebrews 4 and verse 1. Hebrews 4 and verse 11 says that we need to be diligent. We need to be on fire for serving the Lord. And this being true, we need all the mercy and grace that we can find. Secondly, we ought to come boldly to the throne of grace because of the high priest that we have. In Jesus, we have a great high priest. Chapter 4 and verse 14 of our text. Hebrews 9 verse 24 and Hebrews 7 and verses 26 and 27 tells us that he is one who has passed through the heavens. Having ascended to the right hand of God, he has become higher than the heavens. And in Jesus, we have a high priest that can sympathize. Chapter 4 and verse 15. The word sympathy literally means to suffer with. The Greek word suggests an intensity that's sometimes lost in the English word sympathy. Westcott describes it as the feeling of one who enters into the suffering and makes it his own. Jesus' sympathy is due to being tempted as we are, yet without sin. And this qualifies him to be a merciful and faithful high priest, according to Hebrews 2 and verse 17. He is one who is able to aid those who are tempted, Hebrews 2 and verse 18. So with such a high priest that is interceding for us, shouldn't we take advantage of him while we can? Hebrews 7 verses 24 and 25. Especially since he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. And since he always lives to make intercession for them. Now, doesn't this encourage us to come boldly to the throne of grace? A third reason we ought to come boldly to the throne of grace is because of the mercy and the grace that awaits us there. Christians continue to need two things throughout their lives. One is mercy. In other words, forgiveness of our sins. Because we do sin. And to deny that we don't sin is to call God a liar. 1 John 1 verses 8 and 10. A second thing we need is grace to help in time of need. In other words, we need God's favor to help us every time we are in need. In other words, his providential protection, as Paul speaks of in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. And his divine strength, as Paul would allude to in Romans 8 and verse 13 and Philippians 4 and verse 13. And I want to suggest to you that the Christian finds these today in prayer. We go to God in prayer and we find these things that are answers to our prayer. By confessing our sins to God in prayer, there is mercy. 1 John 1 and verse 9. By praying for strength from God's indwelling spirit, there is grace to help in time of need. Ephesians 3 and Ephesians 6. Folks, if we are diligent to come boldly to the throne of grace, what do we find? We find a God full of grace, a graceful God, and a sympathetic high priest. Mercy and grace to help us in our times of need. The means by which we draw near is prayer. And so, to diligently study the Word of God, Hebrews 2, verses 1 through 4, and diligent exhortation of our brethren on a daily basis, Hebrews 3, verses 12 through 14. So we have to be diligent. We have to be diligent in our prayers. If we are going to find the mercy and grace that is necessary to hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. People, do we appreciate the great and sympathetic high priest that we have in Jesus? Do we use the opportunities that we have to come boldly to the throne of grace? I hope and I pray that this passage will remind us to never take prayer lightly. It is a privilege that God provides us. It is a method or a means that we can pour out our hearts to God in times of need. Not only when things are going well, but when things are dark, when things are stressful, when things are trying, when we're tempted. As for the privilege of prayer itself, by which we now can draw near to God, We need to bear in mind that it is made possible by a new and living way. It's what the Hebrew writer will tell us in chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. And it's only by the blood of Jesus that was shed in his death that we can now come to God. So let me ask you this question. Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus for the remission of your sins? Have you been baptized according to Scripture? Like Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. For those seeking this wonderful blessing, we need to give careful attention to these words by the disciple that was sent by Jesus to Saul of Tarsus. As Paul recounted his own baptism there in chapter 22 of the book of Acts and verse 16, he tells us that Ananias came to him and said, asked him the question, "And why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Have you done that? Because that's the only way that you can approach the throne of God with boldness. The throne of grace, it's the only way that you can come boldly to the throne of grace. It's the only way that you can have the privilege of prayer where God will answer your prayers. Oh, I know God hears all prayers. Acts chapter 10, he heard the prayers of Cornelius and sent for one to teach him the way, the perfect way. But the privilege of having God answer our prayers on a daily basis comes by being a child of God. I'm going to answer my child's request before I'm going to answer your child's request if they ask me something. So that's the same principle here. Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus to have your sins forgiven for the remission of your sins? That's where it all begins, by acknowledging that Jesus is the Son of God and being baptized into his blood for the remission of our sins so that we can have a hope of heaven, so that we can enjoy the privilege of coming boldly to the throne of grace in prayer. You may disagree with this lesson. You may just want to discuss this lesson. I am open to anyone that wants to discuss. You can email me at djcurtis1963@hotmail.com. You can listen to this lesson again by going to the church's website. That's churchateastside.com. It'll be on the right-hand side under sermons. Feel free to listen to it or any past lessons. Feel free to speak with me about any lessons that you may listen to on there. You can also go there and read our bulletin. It's under the column or the heading for Encourager. You can also join us this morning at 9 a.m. for Bible study. We're beginning a study of the Gospel of John. We will meet at 10 a.m. for worship, and again at 5 p.m. this evening for another period of worship. We also have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m., and we have just began a study of the book of Judges in the Old Testament. I would look forward to meeting with any of you or conversing with anybody, so feel free to email me or join us at the Eastside Church of Christ. I want to thank you for being with me again.